This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About Roy Moore is I didn't think he belonged in the Senate before all of these allegations. So I'm not going to make comparisons here. I think sexual harassment is a very bad thing, no matter who, where, when, or how it's done, and we ought to make sure that we do everything we can to stop it in the future.
Senator Chuck Schumer reacting to Roy Moore, as are so many out of Washington. Hi, everyone. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A new Fox poll says Moore still leads Jones despite all of these allegations that have dropped out there. But more Republicans are jumping on the bandwagon of you got to step aside. So the Alabama Senate Republican candidate Moore is leading his Democratic opponent Doug Jones by 6 points in this new poll, despite the allegations. So Moore leads him 49% to 43% in the Fox 10 poll of likely voters that just was released on Tuesday. When it comes to the court of public opinion, it's a mixed bag. Many of you reacted defending him in a previous show, and then I got a slew of emails from others who were hammering the judge, saying he should not be involved in this race, and that it has to be some grains of truth of what's now he's been accused of, and what some people are saying that know him are saying that there was it was common knowledge that some of the behavior was going on. So, I mean, listen, and Moore himself reacts and says it's absolutely nonsense. I mean, the bottom line is this, it's really up to the people of Alabama. So nationally, we can say what we want, but Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, anybody else reacting, Roy Moore certainly can stand up and defend himself as he did, but here's the bottom line. It plays out in front of the people of Alabama. They make the decision, unless he were to step away, but he's not going to do that. So it's up to the people in Alabama what they think, what they believe, what they think of Roy Moore. And any other conversation out there is moot because it doesn't have an effect on what's happening. Unless there was some kind of legal action, but all there is none that's out there against him. So go and figure that at one out, right? Crazy. And I don't think this is going to quell. The conversation is not going to die down any time soon. It's just not. All right, how about this? In the dollars and cents of what's happening in the world, this new tax bill, according to the CBO, could trigger $25 billion in Medicare cuts in 2018. $25 billion. So what does that mean? It means that it would increase the deficit by $1.5 trillion if passed, but that it could also spur on $25 billion in the cuts. The Congressional Pay-As-You-Go, rather, Act of 2010 requires automatic cuts to kick in if new legislation causes the deficit to hit a certain threshold. So play the numbers game with me. The Office of Management and Budget would need to cut $136 billion in 2018. Wow. Where are they finding $136 billion? I mean, right now, unprotected programs, the CBO says there's only $85 to $90 billion eligible even. So how do they come up with that number? And the answer is they don't. I bet you those cuts will be triggered. That's a big number. A very, very big number. All right, I want to flip to something on the other side in the reduction category. So House tuition deduction repeal will hit the graduate students. The House Republicans tax bill, this is how it affects that. Graduate students around the country would reportedly be hiking the tax load for some of them as much as 400%. So the proposal repeals the tax-exempt status of the qualified tuition reduction. Tuition is lowered by a university for its employees and paid graduate students who help to teach courses, and we know this, or work with professors on research projects. So the stipend is around $30,000, for example, at MIT. At Harvard, PhD students in some master's programs get $45,000 a year. So now the private institutions will be more harmful to graduate students than at public universities because, for example, Harvard and its peers charge higher tuition than other institutions. So this is kind of crazy if you think about it, right? If you look at the stipend and what they would earn. The increasing cost of going to graduate school. So anyway, bottom line is this. Why do you care? We're talking about dollars and cents. The American Council on Education sent a letter criticizing the plan to Congress that was signed by over 30 academic organizations. The Senate version does not contain the provision. Doesn't contain it. And meanwhile, while all of that is happening, the jury in the Menendez bribery case still has not reached any kind of a verdict. The panel sent a note to the U.S. District Judge, William Walls, his name is, on Monday, saying they were deadlocked on all counts. Walls told them to sleep on it and return in the morning. This doesn't seem to be working. The trial has been a long one. I talked about it in the last hour. It's in its 11th week. Yeah, 11th week. And if you don't know, Menendez and the Florida doctor friend are charged with running a bribery scheme for a pretty long time, 2006 to 2013, where Menendez lobbied government officials on this doctor's behalf in exchange for what? Huge luxury vacations, flights on the private plane. And both men are denying the allegations. But defense attorneys are trying to show the jurors that they're longtime friends. They exchange gifts out of friendship. And that's what you do. And then they say that Menendez's meetings with government officials were focused on broad policy issues. That's the problem. And where the tricky lies for him, and who knows. I mean, the trial is the first major corruption trial since a 2016 Supreme Court ruling raised the bar for prosecutors to prove official bribery. So that ruling overturned the conviction of a former Republican, Virginia Governor Bob McDowell, and it played a big role in how the jury was instructed in the Menendez, in the Menendez trial. And there is no way to know where this ends up. I think a mistrial would help him by would not subject him to pressure to step down in the event of a conviction. But the charges likely would be hanging over him as he looks for re-election next year, assuming they would ask for a retrial. So this is in flux, as they say. It's a big one. It's in flux, but they're going to have a decision, I would think, within the next day or so. Hang with us. Got a great promotion America Tonight's doing. I'm going to tell you about that next, plus the mailbag. Kate Delaney, ATN.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag, but I got to tell you about this awesome new promotion we have. So how'd you like to travel to New York City, Ireland, London, or Italy? You could be a winner thanks to the show. And either way, if you are one of the first 3 people in with the email at americatonight.net, click on contact, you will win a copy of the travel book, and it's awesome. travelwithdk.com. Ireland is somebody who took this show to Ireland. It was incredible. I can't say enough about going to Ireland, and who knows, you could be lucky. So I'm going to give away a couple copies of DK Ireland throughout the rest of the week, and it's the gift of travel. It's our holiday sweepstakes. And so what does that mean to you? There's going to be one grand prize trip, Delta Vacation Package for 2. Winners get either a $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London, or a $2,200 voucher trip to New York, depending on which is awarded, which will cover airfare and hotel. Winner will also get a $100 gift card branded from Delta Vacations. I love it. I love that we're giving this away, and I want somebody from America Tonight to win. So how do you do it? It's really easy. Go to this link, travelwithdk.com. Travelwithdk, the initials DK.com, and register to win. The first trip up is to Ireland, and you may be the lucky winner. Either way, a lot of you people are reacting to what we're serving up here on ATN. Let's go to the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Can I hear that one more time?
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, I'm going to dig around in the mailbag. Okay, so this first one is from Tommy, who says, Katie, I really love your show. I'm rooting for you every darn day. I want to see you in the middle of the action versus some of these guys. No offense to the guys, but I think you're prettier, smarter, and much more interesting to listen to. What's your take on Harvey Weinstein? Well, my take is he's like these other men in some of these other walks of life that we're seeing. He is out. I mean, he's out, so much so that they want to change the name of the production company. And increased offers apparently have been, like, off the chain since the Harvey Weinstein thing. There's just rising interest in pursuing harassment charges after a decade where a number of allegations were on the decline. So people are trying to figure out what they need to do. They're calling it the Weinstein effect. That more women, some men, are speaking up. Regular employees in industries across the board feel emboldened to speak up. Wow. That's big. And the Weinstein story broke in October. Phew. And we know that that some people are legit, and maybe some people aren't legit, but the bottom line is I think coming forward when it is a really brave thing to do. And boy, what a mess out there. What a mess. Because some people say nobody wants to report anything because then they see how harassed they get. All right, so we move from that to Brit. And Brit says, Kate, I know that you pay attention to such things as this horrible story with a gunman killing, wounding 10, killing at least 4 in Northern California. He had been a felon who was shooting hundreds of rounds of bullets in a bunch of days in a small area in Northern California. Yeah, the gunman shot at people and property in 7 locations, they say. 2 children were shot and wounded in the shooting at one subdivision. It's just awful. The rampage started after 8 a.m. The gunman stole a car, crashed the car, and the man stopped to ask whether he was okay. The suspect shot at that guy but didn't hit him. Wow. That's awful. And I got another one about that. I got this one from Eddie. Okay, when is it all going to end with these violent people just shooting at either people they know or don't know? And what's going to happen at these schools? You know, well, what happened today? You had 14 students cowering under desks while shots rang out for half an hour. Some of the bullets hit the windows. A boy was shot in the chest and foot. He's in critical condition. The gunman was at the school for 6 minutes, then drove off and continued to shoot at people in other parts of the community. For goodness sake. The law enforcement finally caught up with him. They shot at the pickup, gave chase, rammed his car, forced it off the road before 2 deputies killed him in a shootout. Just absolutely awful. But people responding. Crazy. All right, let's move to another one. In checking the stocks, everything was down today. Everything was red today. And what does that mean? It means the Dow Jones was down, the NASDAQ was down, the S&P was down, so it was all down. And that's not good. Especially for if you think about it, a Tuesday. So the Dow was down, the NASDAQ, the S&P were down, down, down. And some people are talking about pulling ads for their local team because of the frustration over what's happening in the NFL. If we were going to predict what could happen with pot sales, and we've had people on to talk about that, a record number of Americans, supposedly this wonky statistic says 64% of Americans support legalized marijuana for recreation use. support is rooted in some of the perceptions of hundreds of millions of dollars in marijuana sales and excise tax revenue for the government. So because marijuana is being accepted much more readily, it's been affected. It's affected the ballot box. So eight states and Washington, D.C. have legalized recreational marijuana. The eight states are Alaska, California, Colorado, of course, Massachusetts, Maine, Nevada, Portland, and Washington. Medical marijuana. There's people reading up on it. Oof. And then how is it dispensed? How do you decide who gets it? Based on interviews at facility? It just seems kind of a page-turner, head-scratcher, or whatever you want to say. All right, how about this one? This one is from Mel. And Mel says, Kate, are you done with all your Halloween candy? I'm wondering, because we didn't have many in our neighborhood either. I have to say, I was disappointed. Yeah, I think there, I don't know if, I thought it was just me, but apparently around the country there's kind of a lull that so many people had spectacular plans for New Year's and New Year's Eve that that was all dashed. Crazy. And as I'm speaking to you, and I'm remembering, boy, this week in the NFL was a dismal one for the most part, because quarterbacks that have crazy wicked skills weren't doing well. Quarterbacks inexperienced were struggling. And it's scary to think of what can survive and what can crumble in a, boom, short amount of time. That quickly. So, for example, Michael Jordan has a jersey for sick kids, and the jersey is that familiar 45 that he wore. 45 was everywhere back in the day. Everywhere. So, what happens is a couple people are trying hard to get the good grade, so they do what they can to ingratiate themselves with Michael Jordan. And then that blows up on everyone. All right, stay with us. We're shoveling over to the other side here on America Tonight.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
By Ken McCarver on the show. The book is called The Sabbath, A Journey of Discovery. And boy, we could probably fill up 4 hours talking about this, but let's not waste any of our precious minutes. Let's get right to Ken. Ken, the book really encompasses so much, as I said, and you can tell it is a personal journey. There's no doubt about that. What was it that drew you to putting the book together? What made you want to write this?
Well, it was a personal endeavor. There's been so much controversy about this, but at the same time, for the majority of believers, it's been settled in their mind for, 1900 years that it's not what the scripture had said it was. It's been changed. It's been perceived in different levels. And for me, I had to know what's right here, what's truth. And I went searching, and what I found, it actually kind of shocked me, kind of scared me at the same time, because I realized the way I'd been taught, the way I had been shown through my walk of faith was, it just wasn't lining up with Scripture. And so that's the beginning of it.
Yeah, and you say not lining up with Scripture. It's so interesting because you tackled these Gosh, really, as you say, these huge, huge areas that have been written about for so long and are compelling and go against what some people know or believe are the doctrines and the teaching of men that are right there in front of their face. But you really peel down the layers of the doctrines and the teaching and what contemporary Christianity, I guess is a good way to say it, is. And what did you find of everything that you came across? What was the most surprising to you?
The resurrection. And the facts about it. You know, the timeline, the actual date of it, it's pretty involved. I've included a chart to walk, you know, and tried to put this together in a manner to where I could take the reader by the hand and walk them through this so that they could see it. Trying not to keep it from getting too involved, but at the same time, being able to, like you say, peel back, you know, and reveal. You know, deception, most people will say, yeah, there's deception and there's corruption in the church and stuff, but I don't think they realize how deep it is, how long it's been involved. It goes right back to the conception of the church in the first century. You know, there was opposing forces that got right in there and just tried to alter it and change it. And we know where that's from. But, you know, truth has to prevail. It has to.
And when you came through the end of the journey, did you feel good about it? Did you feel like you really set out to do what you wanted to do?
I did. You know, I set out to reach a point in my own mind that, okay, this is what I can settle on. This is what I can receive, you know. And I reached that point. In fact, I went past that point. I remember a point of just telling my wife after I'd gone through my piling of notes and research and sharing it with her and telling her, you know, other people need to see this. This can't be just for me. People need to see the reality of this. It's not being taught. I was not being shown this. I was not being led to this. And, you know, throughout my Christian walk, I'd always felt there was more to it. There was more depth there, but I was not being led to it. It was not being revealed to me. So, you know, I took off on my own. And, you know, we should be doing that anyway. We should be feeding ourselves as well.
Yeah, do you feel like that, it's like you say, kind of we're getting the Cliff Notes version, and when you go deeper, do you feel like that deepens your faith?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, when you know God's truth, when you see it, it just keeps taking you deeper and deeper, the draw. The more time we spend with Him in His Word, the deeper He pulls us in, draws us in. He beckons us to come deeper with Him.
Yeah. Wow. And as you started from the beginning of the journey to the end of the journey and pulling it all together, how long did that take you?
A little over 14 months.
Wow. And that's still pretty good.
Well, yeah. It was a lot of research, a lot of digging, and a lot of just revealing.
Exciting. It sounds pretty exciting. What do you think the biggest, or what do you hope the biggest takeaway is, I guess, for the people who read your book?
Well, you know, I hope people will receive truth. You know, a lot of times it comes against everything they've been taught. And, you know, what's the term? Cognitive dissonance. You know, that mental stress we come up against when, you know, we're facing anything that opposes our doctrines, our faith, our belief, anything like that. It's hard to overcome it. And one thing that I've realized is one of the hardest things especially for believers, is to overcome tradition. You know, tradition is quite an anchor, but it has to be overcome. Truth, again, has to prevail. And I guess my biggest hope for everything is that people will want to know more. They'll want to draw closer, go deeper, know the truth, get past. The Apostle Paul told us to be like the Bereans. He called them more noble, that they would, you know, eagerly listen to what he had to say, but they'd go and verify what he was saying with Scripture. And I think we should all be doing that.
Wow, such a positive thought for so many that are probably, in some cases, wondering. You know, we, with what's going on in the world, there are a lot of people that are questioning their faith. There are a lot of people that are questioning religion, as you know, probably more than in any other modern time, don't you think?
I do. And, you know, I think, excuse me, I believe that we live in that era where, as the prophet Daniel was told that in the latter days the books would be open. And, you know, we were also told, too, that in the end times that knowledge would greatly increase. Now, we've seen that in science and aerospace, you know, all sorts of different aspects. But I believe the main crux of the whole thing is the reality, the truth, the mysteries of Scripture are being revealed to us now. And we have a choice. You know, we can either pay attention to it or not. And there's a calling going out now. And I think people need to be aware and attentive, and they should answer that.
And we're speaking with Ken McCarver. The name of the book is The Sabbath, A Journey of Discovery. I think it's one of the things that you talk about that's so compelling is you look at the history of Sunday worship. And I've had so many of these conversations with my friends and from different faiths, and some who are agnostic, some who are atheists, some who are from different slivers of Christianity. And what did you find in the history of Sunday worship?
Well, Constantine, you know, he, back in what was it, the Council of Nicaea, 325, somewhere in that era.
Yeah, yeah.
He put a twist on things, and, you know, there's been other factions since then that have, you know, added their little two cents to bring us to the point to where we are today. And when you get into Scripture, you realize where we are today doesn't necessarily line up. Now, if you go back, Christ came and he set up one church. And recently I've been told that we have as many as over 2,000 different denominations in America alone. What happened?
Wow.
See what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah, and boy, that shows you, again, man, word, discovery, exploration. I mean, and you're a serious student of the Bible, definitely, and you call yourself that. But this was a different journey, and we talked about this in the beginning and bringing it around. You say it's really strengthened your faith.
Yes.
And do you hope that as, and again, along the lines of people reading it, do you hope that people go on their own journey?
That's exactly it. You know, if this will jumpstart individuals to want to go deep, you know, when you look at just this one aspect, the Sabbath, and you see the differences, you see the deception, you see the corruption and the change, then you have to ask yourself, what else? Is there anything else? For me, I had to know, and I'm still... This is going to be a lifelong journey. This is not something that we accomplish in any particular given time. It's a life of growth.
I like that, a life of growth. On that note, one last one. Ken, what was the reaction of your family to your undertaking and your book?
Well, it was receptive on some hands and rejected on the others. But again, you know, it goes against tradition. It goes against what people have been taught. It, you know, it's produced some frowns, some raised eyebrows, and some applause. But, you know, you have to enter this like anything else. You have to leave your denominational viewpoints at the door and just pay attention to what, you know, is the Scripture truly truth? You know, can we accept that as our foundation? And if we can say yes to that, then we have to step back and enter this with an open mind, and let's just go with what God told us.
Wow, what a perfect way to end this. Leave your denominations at the door. Wow. Ken McCarver, The Sabbath, The Journey of Discovery. You can pick it up, Amazon, etc. Good luck with the book, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
All I I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tonight, and everybody's still trying to make sense of what happened, and you can't really make sense of what happened in Florida at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. I had a friend who was affected by it and had luggage strewn all over the place, but feels lucky that that was what it was all about. It took her an extra day and a half to get home. Sadly, too many lost their lives and others were injured, and now this Florida airport shooting suspect is going to be in a federal court. So the 26-year-old, what we know is he was an Iraq war veteran, and of course he's accused of killing those five people in Fort Lauderdale at a very busy airport, and it's the latest in what we unfortunately see as some people are terming it a gun rampage. And again, he's due in court. Esteban Santiago is his name. He had a history of erratic behavior, and he has admitted to investigators that he had planned out Friday's attack in Fort Lauderdale, bought a one-way ticket from his home in Alaska to carry it out. And that's what we do know. They haven't ruled out terrorism as a motive, and they're investigating whether mental illness played a role. Clearly, I think he was absolutely not right. She's been on the show before. Michelle Byington joins us from U.S. Law Shield. Michelle, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, whenever this happens, what it starts to ignite is this idea of guns, access to guns. Oh, if that wasn't possible, would that have happened, et cetera, et cetera. So you respond to those kinds of things. What do you say to that when you hear that kind of conversation?
Well, what's to stop this individual from just getting into a car and running into a crowded festival and killing five? Or what's to stop him from grabbing a knife and stabbing five people to death? At the end of the day, there are five people dead, and he chose to use a firearm that he was in lawful possession of. However, if it wouldn't have been a gun, it would have been something else.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. If it wasn't a gun, it would have been something else if he was so intent on doing that. But one thing it clearly, and as you said, it was lawful. Here's the gray area about mental illness and waiting periods and would someone know. But I think it's so difficult to know that for sure if somebody's mentally ill. Is there a history? Is there a record? What are people saying? Because, you know, that's another part of what the discussion is.
Absolutely. So someone who is adjudicated as mentally defective cannot possess and purchase firearms. Now, that takes going in front of a judge and a judge declaring you as mentally incompetent. And before that happens, there are many steps and many processes and procedures that have to take place in order to take someone's rights away because the government says that you shouldn't have them. And it sounds like this individual was at those sort of beginning stages where he was going and talking to the police. He was committed. My question is, was he involuntarily committed or was he voluntarily committed? Because there's a difference there as well when it comes to your legal rights. But we all go through the same sort of due process before we lose our rights. And it sounds like this individual was probably on his way to having his rights taken away. But unfortunately, he decided to act before the state could get that accomplished.
Yeah, so as somebody who regularly advises lobbyists and whatnot on firearms and self-defense issues, what is the thing that you think is the most challenging in your role, or what do you see as the U.S. Law Shield program continues?
Well, the hardest thing is the emotional argument, because any time, I mean, if you saw that surveillance video, it was
awful.
Horrifying. And then, of course, there was some video that was taken by somebody's iPhone where you could see these people who were on the floor bleeding out. So when you see those images, it just makes your heart sink to your stomach. And that's the hardest thing to overcome for the gun lobby are these compelling emotional arguments. However, the response to that is, yes, it's horrific what happened. However, we need to look at facts, we need to look at statistics, and we need to look to people's rights. And we can't legislate based on people's emotion. We need to legislate based on facts.
Yeah, that's well said. Based on facts, absolutely. Where do you see a lot of these? See, I see the arguments never stop, obviously. That's why you have the position you have and there's all these conversations. What do you think is the next frontier? I mean, in self-defense, you know, again, I think there's not enough of the stories out there, frankly, of people who have been able to save lives in situations that are horrifying.
Right. And it's frustrating for somebody who is a gun owner, and I represent gun owners daily. It's frustrating to see on the media how demonized the firearm is when I see every day how it does save lives and how it does deter crime. And so it really is a challenge to get sort of that narrative out there against the anti-gun crowd that, you know what, there was a grandmother who had her home broken into, and but for having a firearm, God knows what would have happened to her, right? She was able to defend herself and her home because of that firearm. But you just don't hear of those stories out on the media because it doesn't further the liberal agenda.
Yeah, and now we're seeing a changing of the guard in D.C. What's the thought there? There has to be some conversations about that, I would assume, because now you've got a Republican and Donald Trump coming into the White House, and he's talked about gun ownership.
Yeah, I believe most Americans, with regard to their Second Amendment rights, don't feel like Trump is going to attack them. He has come out and blatantly said that he is not going to attack gun rights whatsoever. And the NRA has come out with, in which Trump agreed, with national reciprocity for handgun licenses, which I think is a fantastic idea. And so we're no longer going to see that sort of pressure or that fear that many people may feel because you hear of Obama demonizing the firearm or, you know, Nancy Pelosi demonizing the firearm anymore, and they don't have the majority control that they did have. And so I think a lot more people may be more comfortable with perhaps using their firearm, being proud to say they're a gun owner, because, you know, we've got this Republican swing right now on the federal level.
Yeah. Boy, interesting stuff. All right. Thanks so much, as always, for lending your insight to us here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
All right. A little more on the story about Santiago. Santiago, of course, is going to be asked if he understands the charges that face him during the hearing. Here's the thing about this. Bond will be set at the Broward County Jail in Fort Lauderdale. Now, here's what's interesting to me. He could face the death penalty if convicted on charges of carrying out violence at an airport, using a firearm during a violent act, and killing with a firearm. But it might be months before prosecutors reveal what actually happens in his future. They've got a couple of weeks to indict him. Then they have to go through the whole death penalty review, all of that. Executions, so you know, have been on hold in Florida since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the state's death penalty laws a year ago. The Florida Supreme Court overturned a rewritten version of it, I guess, in October. Six people had gunshot wounds from the attack. About three dozen suffered minor injuries in the chaos. Passengers, airport workers fled the gunfire. And they say Santiago arrived on a connecting flight, as I mentioned before, from Alaska, got a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, so you understand what's happening here, from his checked luggage before he loaded it in a bathroom. Horrific. He then jumped back to the baggage claim area, walked while shooting in a very methodical manner, as they say, 10 to 15 times, aiming at his victims' heads, according to the criminal complaint. Information, of course, surfaced just in the last day or two, that police in Alaska took a handgun from Santiago in November after he told FBI agents there that his mind was being controlled by a U.S. intelligence agency. Not good. They returned it to him about a month later after a medical evaluation found he wasn't mentally ill. So now there's going to be people very sad by what they let happen or fall loose or were duped or whatever. So you know a little bit about his record. He served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico and Alaska National Guard. He was deployed, as I mentioned before, to Iraq from 2010 to 2011. The Pentagon released all that information. And his relative said, listen, he was acting erratically since he returned from Iraq. And boy, that video that was pushed out, I think I saw it on TMZ, showed him walking calmly past the luggage carousels before he just pulled the handgun from his waistband and started shooting people who fled or dived to the floor. It was one of those, again, one of those horrible things where it's a mass shooting, people are calmly getting luggage, happy, some of them celebrating, doing whatever, and then they're left to question, how could this happen? Why did this happen? All of those questions, and I think there's going to be a lot of questions that surface around them taking the gun from him, but then him getting it back. Oof. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.